The city is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until December 31st, 2016 to allow sufficient time for the procurement of the equipment, its installation, and the reimbursement and project closeout processes. The City of Hollister's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on October 6, 2016. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to the county attorney, who has approved each copy as to form. This request meets the criteria necessary under the sewer sales tax guidelines to be considered for approval.
Motion for approval.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Amherst Road discussion.
Randy, I had just put on there, you know, and I've called you about it. I really don't know what they want done.
Well, we had it surveyed, and one of the problems is we do not have a big enough turnaround for us to use at the end of the road. We did widen the end and put some mix down and fix the end of the surface, and where you see at the end of that survey, you see carports. Basically, that residence was granted a, from the Board of Adjustments, setback, I think awarded setback from them, but I think that was based on an outdated aerial that showed slippage. And the road, basically, by their survey, the road's pretty much fine there. And always, it doesn't always follow the right-of-way through there in one area, and we do have a garage sitting in the middle of the right-of-way there in a portion of it. One of the complaints I get is people driving in there and turn around in a private drive and trying to get turned around and spinning and whatnot because there's no place at the end of the road to turn around. So, but to create that, we need to move some structures out of the right-of-way and then utilize some platted roadways to be able to turn around. So, but I don't know where, at which point to go at this. We got the survey completed, but.
Well, the reason that I brought this to the County Commission is, and I don't know whether it had any concern with this, according to the property owner that where they're turning around and it's keeping his driveway tore up was that the sheriff's department, I sent the sheriff's department and highway patrol coming out of that driveway the other day, and also the person at the end of the driveway has made objections. Loud objections to anybody turn around down where they're supposed to. So I don't know what to do, whether the commission wants to pursue this. You say it's been awarded already by the...
Well, the where you see the...
Board of Adjustment?
Yeah. Right here, these carports were awarded variance from setbacks from the right-of-way. But that was not based on survey. This is the first survey this has been done on this road. The gentleman didn't get a survey. They were basing that off some aerial maps that the guy presented to him, from what I understand from Mr. Ashley when I discussed it with him. Now, when we'd done the improvements to the road, the carports weren't there. He installed them after. So, and that hindered some of the problem not having enough room to turn around also.
So this survey shows houses, everything
There's
else.
There's a garage and a half part of a house.
A carport sitting right in the middle of it.
And then the carport, so. But also there's signage on the road, and we couldn't have it removed because we wasn't sure if it was on the right-of-way, off right-of-way, if it's on his property. I mean, he's more than welcome to put up wherever he wants to, but we didn't know, so we got a survey.
Yeah, he's got private drive and everything else wrote up there in the signage on this. We've got a 30-foot easement, which is another problem. So I don't know exactly what to tell, direction to tell Road and Bridge to go here. I do think that if Board of Adjustment was misled, then I think maybe they need to go back and look at it. I don't know after they were have awarded something where they can, but we've got two carports, basically one that sits in the middle, one house, and two others that are over half in the middle of a 30-foot easement. We can't have that if we're going to use it as a county-maintained road.
This area right here is the only ample room to actually build a fairly decent turnaround. At the end, it's very steep. The terrain... there's a power line that goes up this platted roadway. To level this off, to make this doable, it would limit their access to maintain their power line. So that's going to be very difficult even down there at the end of the road. So
I haven't talked to Jimmy or haven't checked with any records, but I don't want to have... something happened out here on this county road that there's already been a complaint filed with the county, with the Road and Bridge, and maybe, I don't know, with the Sheriff's Department. I know they came out of the driveway. I'm just saying, I don't know whether it had to do with the yelling and screaming at one end of the driveway or not, but that's part of it. So this is one of the little things that have to be handled. So what do you want to, how do you guys want to proceed?
I don't know enough about what you're talking about, though.
Well, it's pretty self-explanatory. You can look at it. We've got a 30-foot easement. We've got carports and houses inside that easement. Something has to be done.
Okay. Danny, you said you put this on the agenda. I don't know anything about it. That's what I'm asking. So
I know, but I'm just...
I can show you better.
Is this the gentleman that came to us in public comment?
Yes.
Rod Glaze is...
he lives back toward the beginning. He lives back here at this house.
But it's somebody back here that's not letting him.
At the end is where the complex is.
And we got private drive signs on the public road. And we can't have that. So I'm trying to just, all I'm trying to do is bring it to the commission, give directions for Road and Bridge or the Sheriff's Department or whoever to take care of the problem. It's one of those little things that turns into a big thing. Randy, you think down, what about the area you're talking about it being wide enough to make...
According to the plat, that one triangle area is the only feasible area that we can actually make big enough to turn a vehicle.
Will it make a 75, or will you make a hammerhead, or how will you do that?
I would make a hammerhead in there, just because it's all solid rock. It would have to be hammered out. But that garage, or I think it's a garage right there, that's got to go away.
What about the carport?
Yeah, it's a carport. It's listed as carport, but it's actually an old garage, I think. What it looks like. But there again, then down at the end, you got that problem. I mean, and The gentleman at the end's basing his information off an aerial photo. He showed me the aerial photo, but that's not a survey. I mean, I tried to explain to him, and he surveyed, and that's what we were there, and I was out there with the survey people and had it staked. No.
Do you want to, you guys want to go drive it yourself individually and then come back next Monday and see if we can't make some sort of a decision on this? I mean, it's not the fun part of the job, but it has to be done.
Yeah, I'd like to go down the road and look at it.
Okay.
Well, I'll just say, let's table it or agendize it for next Monday. I think it's something that probably needs to be handled fairly quickly.
Okay. You want this back, Randy?
Yeah.
Can you get with me? I want you to take me to that.
Okay.
And show me exactly where you're talking about hammerheads and all this stuff. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the road just south, or just before you get to the lake, and as you're coming down East 76?
Turn in to the
right
left.
Where Major Green owns the property right there on the corner.
Designation of delegates to the MAC annual conference.
I presented that document to your office. We had the election. We sent out the ballots by email to all the elected officials, and of course the commission had their election on their individual member. And then there was an election for the remaining member. And we tallied that, and then I presented the results to Shanna to bring to you.
What is there, a minimum of 5 or something? What is
7.
It? 7, okay.
Move to accept the designation of delegates to the MAC annual conference.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We only have 9 going.
I don't remember, it's on there. First page and second page.
There's only 9. We have 10, only 9 are going.
Yeah, we couldn't get the other one. I asked everybody to look at that card.
Okay, we'll recess. Be upstairs for daily staff review and agenda requests.
Insurance, anything that gets presented to you guys are supposed to be that you're going to